Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. Check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Absolutely. Lots of fun things happening in the month of June. And we have with us this morning Maureen Simon. She's the program manager with the Positively Oberlin. Out of Oberlin, they've got their second Saturdays in Oberlin, the fun events as well as other things taking place. Maureen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you for having me on.
We are glad to have you to talk about the second Saturdays that comes up on June 11th. This month of June is coming sooner than later, so I guess you're ready for the first of many throughout the summer. Talk about this event and what kind of things you have planned for us.
Absolutely, we're ready. We're so excited because we've added an extra month this year. The second Saturdays, as you mentioned, will be June 11th, July 9th, August 13th, and September 10th. And activities will run from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. all throughout downtown. The theme for Second Saturdays this year is Discover Oberlin, and the theme for June is Discover Community in Oberlin. And we are going to have activities for family and for kids in the East Street Courtyard behind Slow Train, and there'll be live music throughout downtown. Stores will be hosting sales and special promotions. We'll have our scavenger hunt where folks go into stores looking for a hidden item and they get a stamp and they turn that little stamped passport in and they can win an Oberlin gift certificate. Community organizations and nonprofits have been invited to set up tables in downtown to share information with visitors. We will have, Gigi's popcorn, which is or kettle corn, which is always a favorite.
So that looks like a lot of fun activity for everybody that day. Again, it goes from 11 to 3 on June 11th that takes place. But, of course, you invite people to come down to Oberlin any day of the week, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We've got fantastic restaurants, unique shopping. And it's also just a beautiful place to just stroll around, people watch. Tappan Square is just beautiful. But we also have some other events in June, if I may point them out.
Sure, go ahead.
Saturday, June 18th, is Oberlin's celebration of Juneteenth. And the location is new this year. It will be at the Roundhouse behind McDonald's on Main Street, which is going to be, they're working on to making that a museum to honor the work that abolitionists did of the Underground Railroad in Oberlin. So normally it is in Tappan Square, but they have moved it this year to highlight the work that they are doing on the Roundhouse there. And that runs, it's all day, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So whatever you can find time to come down on Juneteenth, there will be something going on. And then on Saturday, June 25th, we are so excited to announce the return of Chalk Walk. It's free. In fact, all of our events are free, but folks come downtown. They fill out just a little form. A donation is appreciated because we do buy professional-grade pastels for the sidewalks. Anyway, you fill out just a little form, grab some sidewalks, get some chalk, and it's a great time for everybody. We even have some professional artists that will be in. So if just looking at the pretty designs of what you want to do, there's that for you too.
Those sidewalks have missed the chalk for the last couple of years now, right? It's been quite a while since the Chalk Walk has been there.
It is absolutely the one thing that we definitely get many, many calls about when's Chalk Walk coming back, when's Chalk Walk coming back. And it's definitely been some tough decisions about, postponing it, but it is back, weather permitting. If it rains, the rain date would then be Sunday.
But, of course, that paces everything out through the month of June. You mentioned the second Saturday on the 11th, the 18th, you have Juneteenth with that special celebration, which Oberlin has been doing for many, many years, and only recently now, with it being declared the holiday, it kind of has a lot, utmost more importance as well for people to be a part of that. And then the Chalk Walk returning as well. So lots of great things going on in Oberlin for the Positively Oberlin, Oberlin Business Partnership. You can go to oberlin.org to find out more and check out your Facebook page. But you're ready, set, and excited for people to come out on your second Saturday. Anything else we need to talk about this morning, or we got pretty much our itinerary for the month of June already?
All I can say is that we are so looking forward to having folks come into town. Please find our welcome tent. And let us know where you're coming in from, and say hi. We'll have maps for folks, itineraries, just to kind of help them navigate their day on second Saturdays.
Sounds good. The second Saturday, the big event that they have for Positively Oberlin. Maureen, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for organizing all this and getting everybody in a row ready to go on the second Saturday.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and to all the listeners at WEOL. Stay tuned.
Absolutely, very much. Thanks very much, Maureen. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
818 at WEOL. Maureen Simon joining us, Program Manager for Positively Oberlin. Oberlin.org if you'd like to find out more about all the excitement that are taking place in the main streets.